The subject of minimum wage is on the front burner these days, both nationally and in Lansing. President Obama announced in his State of the Union address that he wants to raise the federal minimum wage to $9 an hour. And there's now a proposal afoot in Lansing to boost the state minimum wage to $10 an hour. Joining us now is Michigan Public Radio Network Lansing reporter Jake Neer. Good to see you, Jake.
Good to see you too, Cynthia.
So give us the nuts and bolts about the proposal that's now being floated in Lansing.
Well, this was introduced by a number of Senate Democrats. The primary sponsor is Bert Johnson of Detroit. And basically the idea is up until 2016, they'd phase in a new minimum wage of $10 an hour, which after that would be tied to the rate of inflation. So it's similar to what President Obama talked about, where there's this idea that minimum wage shouldn't just be raised and then let it sit for a long time. It should be reconsidered pretty much every single year.
So kind of pegged to inflation, so it can grow as inflation grows.
Exactly.
So why now?
Well, that's a good question. I think that one of the big reasons that Senator Johnson brought up is that, especially after the lame duck session last year, after Right to Work, he feels like there needs to be a change in the dialogue, that workers need to get something. And this is what he told me last week.
I want people to know that Democrats are solidly behind an idea to give workers more dollars, more revenue, especially in this environment when workers feel like so much has been taken away from them in the last year.
So again, you know, especially after so much, especially Right to Work, you know, so much was pushed through during the lame duck session at the end of last year. This would be something that Democrats and unions could score as a win.
Now, what kind of political will is out there to do this? Because I would suspect that our legislators would be getting an earful from business owners who say, give me a break. We're barely making, especially the small business owners, we're barely getting by, and boosting the minimum wage to $10 an hour, we'll have to let people go.
Well, of course, if you look at the legislature and its makeup now, it's not all that much different than during lame duck. I mean, there's a slightly less Republican majority in the House. The Senate is, for all intents and purposes, exactly the same.
Yeah.
And Randy Richardville, the Senate Majority Leader, said last week that he would rather, as the state's economy improves, he wants to see wages rise organically, you know, as businesses have more money to spend on labor and so forth. This is what he told me last week.
What we've done in the last 2 years is reduce the unemployment rate from like 12.9 to down around 9% or below 9%. We've created some 67,000 jobs in the last 2 years, and now we want to artificially put a rate into the marketplace. I don't think it makes sense when the economic tools that we've started to use have already started to show some return.
And as many of our listeners might know, if the Senate Majority Leader says he doesn't want this to happen, he has the power to make it not happen. Of course, as we saw with Right to Work, if there's political pressure from his caucus to get minimum wage passed, then it would. But, you know, that's not going to happen. The Republican majority in the Senate, they don't want minimum wage to be increased.
So it sounds like we're keeping certainly the one eye, Jake, on what's happening in Lansing with that $10 an hour proposal, and then the other eye on what President Obama proposed in the State of the Union address, which was $9 an hour.
Yeah, just to talk about exactly what this would do, the federal increase would be $9. This would be $10, and there's no federal proposal that I know of that is getting any hearings yet or has even been introduced as far as I know. Of course, that's not my beat. But
sure, sure.
You know, it's going to be interesting to see what they roll out, because if you look at the map, a majority of the states in the country default to the federal minimum wage. Basically, Michigan is 15 cents higher or something like that. So it doesn't default, but it's close. It's pretty much around that same level. So this, you know, very much could affect the state.
And considerably more, 15 cents versus a full dollar more.
Yeah, and the highest minimum wage in the country right now is Washington State, and I believe that's $9.19 an hour, which would just be a little bit more than what Barack Obama is proposing.
Jake, thanks very much.
Thanks, Cindy.
Jake Neer reports for the Michigan Public Radio Network in Lansing. So just what would the impact be on Michigan's economy, its businesses, and its workers if the minimum wage is boosted? We're joined now by Michigan State University economics professor Charlie Ballard. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Cindy. How are you?
I'm good. So if the minimum wage goes up in our state, how many people do you see would be affected by that?
A few hundred thousand. You know, it's not a huge group. After all, most people make way more than the minimum wage. So it's not huge, but it's not trivial either.
And when we talk about minimum wage workers, are we talking more about the teenagers and the young workers in their starter or their part-time jobs, or are we talking about a sizable number of workers to whom this is their livelihood and the way they might support themselves, even their families?
We're talking about both. Basically, you're talking about people who are at the bottom of the wage scale, and that is typically people with less education and experience. So a lot of them are teenagers, but you do have the people, you know, the single mom who's trying to make it with just a minimum wage job. And one of the disadvantages of the minimum wage, from my perspective, is that it is not targeted on low-income people. It's only predicated on what your wage rate is. And so some of the teenagers that you mentioned, at least some of them are from non-poor households. If Joni from a family where the father is a surgeon gets her wage raised and the family's income is a few hundred thousand dollars, well, then you really haven't fought poverty. But there are people who are the only breadwinner and people who are poor who are on the minimum wage. And then if they can have an increase in their wage and if they keep their job, then that would help to fight poverty.
So looking at the big picture for Michigan, let's just say if the minimum wage manages to go up in our state, and I know we're looking at a proposal of $9 an hour from the president and State Senator Johnson looking at wanting $10 an hour. Overall, is that a good thing for Michigan's economy?
Well, I think it's a mix. And the crucial question is, if you raise the wage and if people keep their jobs, then I think it's a good thing. But the business groups who often oppose an increase in the minimum wage, they say, look, we're going to be forced to lay off some workers, or some workers just won't be able to find a job in the first place. And so from the economist's perspective, the crucial question is, how big are those employment losses? And I have to tell you quite honestly that there is controversy among economists. Different studies have reached different conclusions about how big those job losses are. My sense, based on that literature, is that probably you'd have a lot more folks who would keep their job and have a higher wage than would lose their job. But the job losses probably would not be zero. And so you've got pluses and minuses. On balance, I think probably the minimum wage increase would not be a bad thing, but it does have winners and losers. It's not a pure good thing. I would contrast that with the earned income tax credit, which supplements the incomes of low-income workers. It does so in a way that probably stimulates employment. So the EITC, the earned income tax credit, most economists would say that it is a more effective policy if what you're trying to do is fight poverty than the minimum wage. That's not to say the minimum wage is a horrible thing, but I give the minimum wage a C, whereas I give the earned income tax credit an A.
And what's been the track record? I know it's been kind of changed, the EITC in Michigan in the last several years. Track that for us.
Well, the EITC was started as a federal program in 1975, and then it was expanded. The most famous statement about the EITC at the federal level was when President Reagan signed the expansion of it in 1986, and he called it the best anti-poverty, the best pro-family, the best job creation program. And I would agree with President Reagan on that. And then one by one, the states began to add a little add-on. And I believe it was 5 years ago, Michigan added a top-off, a supplement to the federal EITC, and it was as large as 20%. In other words, the worker takes their federal EITC and they add an additional 20% from Michigan. When Governor Snyder came to office, there was talk about eliminating it entirely. As it turned out, it was greatly scaled back. It's now a 6% increase on top of the Fed instead of a 20%.
So what would your top priority, if you were king, what would your top priority be, Charlie Ballard, for the minimum wage workers in Michigan?
My top priority, honestly, would be to push the EITC up, back up. I guess I could go with the increased minimum wage, but as I say, that may have some disemployment effects, and so that's not as attractive to me. The other, of course, keep your eyes on the long-term price. If you had workers whose market wage was higher, well, then you wouldn't have to worry about these things. And so education and training programs to make sure that people have the skills to get the better jobs in the first place, that's something that I would greatly emphasize.
In fact, when we talk about, you know, we're talking about how many people are working in Michigan, you're saying it's 4 to 4.5 million, yeah?
Yes.
So what's the average worker make in Michigan right now?
Oh, you know, I don't have the exact number, but it's in the high teens of dollars. It's not quite $20 an hour for the average worker, but it's well above the minimum wage, which is $7.25 for the federal and then $7.40 in Michigan.
So you, I can tell, would like to see training programs that would get people way above minimum wage and up toward that nearly $20 an hour.
Oh, absolutely. You know, especially when you look down the long haul. You want to have your workers with the skills so that they can earn $15 an hour or $20 an hour rather than worrying about the minimum wage. But since we do have so many low-wage workers, the minimum wage should be considered as part of the arsenal to try to deal with those programs. But as I say, I don't think it's as effective a weapon in that arsenal as the EITC is.
As always, Charlie Ballard, Michigan State University economics professor. Pleasure talking with you, Charlie.
Nice talking with you. Thanks.